listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about word and worship from Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. There we read this: "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." In Colossians chapter 3, Paul described how the new man or woman in Jesus Christ lives. It's a life with a high calling, marked by love, humility, patience, and peace. Because the new you is patterned after Jesus himself, all those things that are in Jesus are in the new man. Paul then told us a further way we should walk in the life of the new man. We must let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Simply said, the new man walks in the Word of God and in worship with other believers. Notice, the Word of God here is called the Word of Christ. It is supposed to live in those who are the followers of Jesus. It isn't just that we're supposed to read and hear the Word of Christ, though that's where it starts. The Word of Jesus is to live in us, taking root and residence richly in our innermost being. Now, it isn't only the Word of God that should live in us. We also teach and encourage one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Since Paul wrote this in the context of one another, the idea seems to be connected with congregational worship. The songs we sing together should be scriptural, coming from the words of Christ. They should teach and encourage us. He used the words teaching and admonishing. They should have variety. Paul mentioned psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. They should actually be sung. He said we should be singing. They should be sung with grace in your hearts. And then finally, they should be sung unto the Lord. Listen, when Christians gather for worship, they should sing. They should sing with the thought that they are all something like a choir singing for the pleasure of God in heaven. It's not that musicians on the platform sing for the pleasure of the congregation with God helping them. No, the idea is that the congregation sings for the pleasure of God, and whoever's up on the platform is there to help them. We find another idea with the phrase, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. If we sing with grace in our hearts, some of that grace will be extended towards those musicians and singers who hope to lead us in congregational singing. Finally, we notice that the connection between the word and worship is clear in this passage. Ideally, they are two aspects of ministry that work together in harmony and strength. If we love the word but don't like to worship, something is wrong. If we love worship but don't appreciate the ministry of God's word, something is also wrong. They are both essential parts of the life of the new man or the new woman in Jesus Christ. So have some of that for yourself today, the word and worship.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.